Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, it's Friday. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, what's going on over there?
I don't know.
Oh,
get the freaking mic on.
There he is. Let's do it again. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man.
I'm over at first base again. Very uncommon.
I told you.
Like driving on the wrong side of the road in England.
You're not comfortable. That's what it is.
I know.
We come in on a Friday, man. Look, weather is great. It's a little warm. But look, at the end of the day, we got a game in front of us on Sunday that we need to take care of business. And for those of you who joined us on our pregame show, our pre-show behind the curtain, by the way, it's on Twitch, it's on Twitter Live, it's on YouTube. You guys can check it out around 11, 15-ish or so every day.
Day-Day and I channeling our inner Pat McAfee.
Yes, you really
were. Going sleeveless today.
You really were. But, the weather's warm. But, Mike, we got to handle business. And, look, I was talking to some guys after we got done today because they were watching us and they were like, hey, you've been high on the Falcons this week. I kind of agree with Mike with the no touchdowns thing. Guys, I get it. I understand that. But we're better than they are. We were better than they were last year, and we played like crap. Now, if you're going to tell me we're going to come off of a big emotional win on the road against an intense environment, this weekend it will not be that way in Charlotte. And we're going to lay an egg. I have a problem.
Right. I mean, this is one of those litmus tests because, we always have to, seemingly in our own town, ironically, have to prove to our fan base that we are legit. Look, when you don't go to the playoffs for 7 years, there's a lot of doubting Thomases. But, now I think the only thing missing from the equation is to have a real lights-out offensive performance. Look, Penix gave that to you in week one. You just had, unfortunately, the defense couldn't square away Baker Mayfield at the end. Then the offense, ran the football amazingly. The defense was lights out. Can we put everything together? Complimentary football where we've got a bunch of receivers getting in the end zone. I want to see Pitts in the end zone. We're going to talk about why he may or may not do that with a toe injury, how serious that is, what that's all about. But, man, A.J. Terrell, he's not going to go. You're not as worried about it as I am going up against that Panthers offensive attack.
Yeah, look, let me ask you. You were concerned about J.J. McCarthy, not you. I'm just saying our audience. I don't think he's that good. But he didn't play good against us because the defense really did the job.
Right.
Can we limit Bryce Young in a similar way? And I think we can. Now, I also think Bryce is a little bit elusive. But remember, guys, he's also a pocket passer. He's not trying to run.
He is more of a Drew Brees, guys, than a Lamar Jackson. That's really his thing, coming out of Alabama. So we'll see just how much we can tee off with a backup guard. Backup center. Coach Raw wouldn't take the bait. He says, those guys are good too.
Like, okay. That's true.
Just like Elijah Wilkinson. You wouldn't believe me. I'm like, easy, coach. I'm right here. You have to yell at me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see if this defense on paper, and I think that's why Vegas likes us. That's why we're 5.5 point favorite on the road.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Want to know if you have any concerns. What are they? And what's your biggest concerns? I would tell you the only concern is if we felt like, or at least going into this game, that you didn't fix the issues that we had at the end of the season last year. They're fixed. I'm telling you guys, that stuff that you saw at the end of the year, that was more of the defensive coordinator than anything.
Right.
Miscommunications, having guys out of place where they didn't need to be, and you're playing that last game, you would say, well, why in the hell would that go on in the last game? Because, again, there was a disconnect, which is why that DC is no longer here. The issues we saw in the last game against Carolina are not going to rear their ugly head. 404-726-0929. And that's not to say, Mike, our guys might not get beat, but it felt like Bryce Young was out there playing a video game against us last year.
Yeah, 38-38 going into overtime. And, you know, that's a 300-yard performance, a couple of touchdowns for Penix. Looked really good. And you wasted it. And as we said this week talking to Coach, imagine if the Saints beat the Bucs and we blew a chance to win that division. I mean, as Ross said, that would have something they would have carried throughout. I still think there's a chip. Jake kind of, when we talked to Jake Matthews, he kind of gave you a little bit of a hint that, yeah, I mean, there's always extra sauce for a divisional game. But just like the Bucs felt like they owed us something, I think we owe Carolina for that one.
No doubt. By the way, injury front for them, Xavier Leggett is out, or at least he's questionable.
He's been playing like he's been out of the game all season.
Bobby Brown has a knee injury.
You know, that video that came out last year when they were doing the residency in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. And he was moving so slow.
He's kind of doing like this three-quarter move where it's like, wow.
You know what's crazy about that? When Bobby in his prime,
right.
Dude, he was one of the best dancers and trendsetters as far as like stepping. He right. could move.
And now he's on stage looking like Neil Diamond.
It's so true. I watched a video while we're talking about this. By the way, Bobby Brown, he does not play for the Carolina Panthers. It's another Bobby Brown. I saw a video of Chris Brown. And this guy can dance, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, unbelievable. I guess he's on tour, and I think we ran into some people that were going to see him at Twin Peaks.
He was
a few
simulating
weeks ago.
Some funky moves on stage with Kelsey's ex-girlfriend.
Was he?
Have you seen that?
No.
You seen that video, Oren? Yeah, man, he's getting down.
Kelsey's ex?
Yeah, she's on stage.
She's a model, too, I think.
Yeah. Huh. You Googling it.
All right. Our injuries, by the way. Mike, the question you mentioned it is really A.J. Terrell. Guys, I think Kyle Pitts plays. DeMarco Helms has a hamstring. He was limited yesterday. James Pierce Jr., we did this last week. I think all those guys are going to play. We should be okay when it comes to injuries outside of, I think, A.J. Terrell. We will know more, obviously, tomorrow. Let me ask you this, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, that Bills-Dolphins game last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best the Dolphins have looked until a really stupid special teams gaffe. The running of the kicker really just blew all the air out of that balloon. And then Tua. And you and I were talking about this on our pre-show today, which, again, you can catch on Twitch and YouTube. We used to talk about, like, oh, some guys are doing like Matt Ryan, call him a noodle arm, which is jive. If you have an MVP, can make all the throws. But Tua, you want to talk about noodle arm? That's Tua. He's got to lead those guys. That ball's got to be in the air. And, I mean, you want to talk about a margin for error. He throws a terrible pick late. We talked about the special teams gaffe. But Buffalo, with some of the injuries on defense, but honestly, Miami's defense bowed up. Miami's defense was getting stops. They were getting Josh Allen off the field. I didn't really like the play calling, if I'm honest, in that game from Buffalo's point of view. But still, Miami, as you say, bro, any given Sunday, or in this case, any given Thursday, and there was some pride. Where's your pride, Miami?
There was.
And they showed up.
Yeah, look, Tua threw for 146. I thought the best drive of the night was right before the half when they went down and scored, right? Tied it up.
Some great catches by Tyreek Hill to make it happen.
And there was a point, Mike, he scrambled at one point in that drive, and I was like, slide, Tua! And he slid. And I was like, thank you, because I'm just waiting for somebody to clobber him. And I was like, okay, he's learned. But, like, that was the best drive of the night. The point is this, 22 of 34, 146 yards, two touchdowns. Mike mentioned the bad pick. I still think Mike McDaniel's going to get fired, guys. I don't think – at starting 0-3, the expectation's there. They paid all their offensive stars. But here's Tua talking about moral victories, because everybody today is like, wow, they played so much better than they've been playing.
Right. There are no moral victories, but we can say that, there have been some plays made, but how can we stay consistent with those plays being made defensively and then transitioning to that momentum offensively as well? We got to look at the film. You know, we got a lot of time to look at ourselves in the mirrors or in the mirror as individuals. And then collectively, as we're watching film, what do we need to do to stop the losses, you know, from going into the wrong column?
Well, yeah. You had the ball, bro.
You threw the pick, dude.
Yeah, at the end of the game.
I mean, don't throw it to the wrong team. I felt bad for the defensive lineman. He's just trying to make a play, and he just bowls in like literally like, bah, like Chris Farley, you know, and like a Saturday Night Live skit, and takes out the punter. McDaniel was arguing that, come on, that wasn't it. And the ref that they use on Amazon said, nah, that's running into the kicker. They're going to call that every time.
Did Becky start Waddle last night?
She did not.
Scored.
He at one point he had one catch for like 1 yard and a touchdown, and then eventually he got some points. So he had a pretty good night in most formats. But it was a debate because he looked like he was pretty banged up. Tyreek Hill made some great plays. You and I were talking on the pre-show. You know, McDaniel. You maybe he's as and you brought this up. Maybe he's better off qualified as an OC.
Yeah.
Because did you see that play where they have the balls to lateral on a third down, basically saying, we'll try to get a first down, but we know we're going to go for it on fourth. It's kind of like, okay, that's a little chess kind of play right there, coming off the Shanahan school of thought.
Yeah.
And that drive worked. That was that scoring drive you talked about.
Look, I just feel like it doesn't take long to figure out whether a guy's got it or not. When Dan Campbell, if you're completely rebuilding a team and a franchise and a culture, right? Campbell went in with his general manager at the same time. Yes, he was wacky, but they've drafted so well.
Right.
And the general manager was smart enough to know the first thing we got to do is go get a quarterback. Then they make the trade for Jared Goff. He was with the Rams. He knew Goff could play. Just got to get him in a different situation. Then you add Ben Johnson to that, and all of a sudden now you've got something offensively, Mike. Go look at their drafts, guys. From DBs to Aiden Hutchinson to the running backs, like they've drafted so well. So now the Lions are in a place, and you look at the Dolphins, it was almost like, Mike, we need somebody to come in and fix what we already have, and then they haven't drafted well. Their defense hasn't been good. And so you start to say, is this a team that this guy, and I'm talking about Mike McDaniel, can really take to another level? I just don't sense it. And Day-Day brought this up. This whole culture thing was all they talked about in the offseason. Player-led. We're going to let the players lead us. 0-3. It's not working.
Yeah, and there's been stuff that's been written about that some of the folks feel that he is a weak head coach as far as, you know, the kind of force. Now, again, you guys have to learn on the job. He's been there a number of years. He's with that loss, he's now 500 in his career. 0-2 in the playoffs, by the way, is Mike McDaniel. But, you know, like Ben Johnson, he's coming in, you know, with, like, you know, my way or the highway. Aaron Glenn kind of doing the same thing. And unfortunately, playing Billy Badass with the New York media, which is a recipe for disaster. Some guys like, you know, Marty Morningweg. Remember, he was a guy. You're an OC. You're not a head coach.
That's right.
Some dudes are just wired to be the other guy. I think Josh McDaniels, I should say.
Is that guy.
He's not a head coach.
No, he's gotten two chances, right?
Right.
Broncos, Raiders. All right, back to being an OC. He actually is doing a good job with Drake May. That's going to be an interesting game this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Atlanta, we got news from the Falcons. Mike and I were up there Wednesday, and we asked, and there was no definitive answer. Now there is. We now know Parker Romo will be kicking this weekend. Coach Rob made the announcement today, and he has named Parker Romo the starting kicker for this week.
Hey, hey!
It is the right decision. Kicking matters. Hashtag kicking matters, Mike.
Hashtag kicking matters.
And look, this kid goes to Charlotte, Mike, and hits. I don't hope he doesn't have to hit five field goals, but if he hits four, three, or, you know, extra points and two field goals, I'm going to feel good about this, and I'm ready to move on.
And that's why I was a little surprised that, you know, they just didn't say, hey, you know, we thank Younghoe Koo for his time here, and we are going to turn the page. But as you brought up earlier in the week, a bit of an insurance policy. Now, if he goes out, and heaven forbid Romo craps the bed,
yes,
misses some extra points, because remember, extra points are longer now, 35 yards. And struggles, but then he's never going back to Koo. That's almost like when you're one of those college teams that's rotating quarterbacks. You don't really have one, which I hope it doesn't come to that. But I guess, as you said, because when you have a guy on the practice squad, you can move them up three times before you have to make that designation. No real chance of rain on Sunday. Doesn't look like it's going to be all too breezy based on what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So there you go. Pretty good conditions up in Charlotte.
Look, to your point about going back to Coup, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rod just made that announcement literally here, and so Parker Romo's going to get the job this weekend. What you're saying is you can't go back to your ex, right? That's what you're telling me.
Correct. That's well, you can. Saying. It's weird.
But is it the same?
Never.
Never.
Well, I mean, some parts are the same.
Sometimes, okay.
The sex is usually good. It's just all the aggravation that comes with it that reminds you why you broke up in the first place.
Good point. All right, so you can go back. It'll feel good for a little while, and then it feels bad again.
And you're right back on that. Why did I do this?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so that's what it would be like going back to a kicker that has underperformed.
Correct. A kicker who's screwed you over. A kicker who's let you down. A kicker you can't depend on.
Right. Well, sounds familiar, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, actually, no. In all those situations, I was the guy that you couldn't depend on, let you down, was a rat, you know, was a weasel.
Yeah,
I'm usually the bad guy, but they just can't resist, Carl. They just keep coming back.
All right. I'm just saying. That's good news for me. Look, I feel confident. Here's the other thing. They're in a performance world. He performed last week. He deserves the opportunity. It's not as if he wet the bed.
No, I mean, the first kick, as we say, is a bit iffy. I'd still love to be seeing that if they had a camera right on top of that upright. But they said it was good. But then everything else was great, including a 54-yarder. I mean, no one just an audition with all the pressure. He did kick for the Vikings last year, so he was familiar to a degree with the building. But, yeah, now do it outdoors, and now let's make it his job. A.J. Terrell now, we find out, Carl, we thought it was, and now it is official. A.J. Terrell ruled out for Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Let's go kick some Carolina butt without A.J. We should be okay. I feel good about the depth in the secondary. And look, again, the way we contained the Vikings last week, I think we can do a similar job with the Carolina Panthers. At least I hope so, Mike.
Right.
If we give up a bunch of explosive plays, I'm going to be up next week fussing at Coach because like there's no reason to play a more talented receiving core with the Vikings, I think, right now where they are. Then you're going to Carolina and you're going to give up those kind of plays. But we'll see. So no A.J. Parker Romo named the kicker. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to catch up with our guy, Brian McFadden, here in just a little bit. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holiday and your holidays this year. As we're talking about the Falcons, everything else seems like it's in a good spot, right? I'm just saying because – you look at this division game, and again, we blew it against the Bucks. We had a chance to win that game, and we didn't. I just don't want to be in that woulda, coulda, shoulda thing, you know, at the middle of the season where we're like, well, probably should have won two of those division games. You got to handle business this weekend.
Right, and again, we had ourselves a big lead before. You know, Kirk Cousins had his, whatever it was, his issue, his injury, not injury, injury, and then we wobbled, and we blew it. I mean, we were in the catbird seat. We should have been in the playoffs. We should have snapped that drought last year. But now it's Michael Penix Jr. Vegas likes his man. 5.5-point favorite on the road. The points that we talked about, the stats, maybe padding stats in the big comeback. Arizona, for the most part, in total control in that game. But now if we can just get Bryce Young all sort of uncomfortable off the spot and, hey, man, by the way, after 6 sacks, I'll take 3. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get greedy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got 3 sacks on Bryce Young, and then you help Dee Alford, who's likely going to be starting, and everybody else kind of moves up a notch on the backup chart in the cornerback room.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And, by the way, Jeff Olbrich was saying this, that the pass rush was executed. The plan they had going into last week was executed. It's not as if they don't do that every week. What I mean is you go in with the plan, Mike, and then the Mike Tyson thing happens, right? You get punched in the mouth. If Minnesota scored immediately or hit some big plays, then now we're doubting if we're going to get to him. But that didn't happen last week. So I hope they got a similar plan to shut down Bryce Young and make him uncomfortable. All right, man, we're going to talk plenty more about the Falcons here along the way. It is Friday. We'll give you our official picks coming up along the way as well. Also, we'll go behind enemy lines in the next hour and find out what is going on with the Carolina Panthers and where they are at. Again, if we put them at 0-3, I'm not going to say the season's over, but it's like the Dolphins last night. You start saying it's a long road back, baby.
The only thing, and again, we got to kind of recalibrate because we do have this extra week now the last couple of seasons. But, yeah, I mean, if the Chiefs start 0-3, they can still fight their way back in. But, again, when you're the Dolphins and all the momentum seems to be working against you, you know, and two, I mean, that just sounded so sheepish. Right. Well, you know, we know that we can try to make the right decisions. No moral victories. We know all that. But yeah, I mean, this is one for Carolina where you know, at least one Carolina fan that we run into all the time up at Hooters in Mall of Georgia was under the opinion they're going to take a big leap. This puts it right back where people start doubting Bryce Young. You know, they did spend some money on their defense, the investments. You know, what's the direction of the team? But, yeah, you're right, man. We get to 1-1 in the division. Tampa Bay's got some injuries. We'll talk about that, and we'll do the handicapping a little bit later in the show. The Jets with Tyrod Taylor, does he get that offense a little bit better cooking? I don't want to, you know, say anything bad about Justin Fields because I know we've always said, you know, is he ever going to, you know, finally hit, you know, full stride in the NFL with the right offense? But Tampa Bay is missing one of their starting linemen. They're out. So they got some injuries down in Tampa Bay, and that's a sneaky game against the Jets all of a sudden.
Week one, Fields looked really good. Week two, he didn't. Like, he was shaky. Now, I know he was concussed because that's why he's out.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm with you on this. And look, if that happens, Aaron Glenn's the kind of coach, Mike, you've already seen this. Like, if Tyrod Taylor plays good, he may start the next week. Like, he's not committed to anybody at this point because they're trying to build it.
Right.
You sign Justin to just a 2-year deal, and you're going to say, well, it was, you know, what, $40 million or whatever it was. It's not big-time quarterback money in this day and age. So I think they sign him at a reasonable rate, but it's pretty much who's ever playing better. So, I mean, I'm curious about that game as well. Let me ask you, as we talk about the defense, guy just hit me up. Follow Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. He said, man, I think, Dukes, you're putting too much stock into this defense. Do you think we're putting too much stock into this defense?
Well, J.J. McCarthy, you know, that's just his second start in the NFL, aside from what he did in the preseason last year. And, you know, the Chicago game, he was horrible for three quarters, and then things started to click. And is that a byproduct of how bad the Bears maybe are? I don't know. But I think you have to temper it with, as you just said to start the show, maybe J.J. McCarthy's not going to be that good a quarterback. There's a learning curve involved. Penix Jr.'s got 5 starts under his belt now, and we feel certainly a lot better about him than maybe Vikings fans feel about what they got with McCarthy. Bryce Young was benched, lost his job, has got it back, you know, but now he's looking at 0-3. So I think this defense has shown – guys, there's things they were doing in that Vikings game. I don't care who the quarterback was. We haven't seen in 7 years on this team.
You're right.
And that's the – you see the Jalen Walker athleticism. He still had to beat somebody to get to the quarterback. Whether the quarterback held on too long, we beat up a quarterback that became a punching bag. You did what you're supposed to do. Right? I mean
– come on.
Let's talk about sacks.
Yeah, it's all about sacks, not sex. Yeah. Sacks. But now with Baker,
let's hunt.
We just didn't get him on the ground. And that was Caden Ellis, a veteran, you know, let him off the hook.
So here's the deal. And I'm not putting too much stock. I'm with you on this, Mike. And I've been saying that. I know some people are like, he ain't played enough for you to know if he's going to be good or not. Here's what I know about McCarthy. He played for a guy who has made every quarterback in his career better in college. That's Jim Harbaugh. Now, I want you to fast forward and look at what Justin Herbert is doing now, okay? In college, Jim Harbaugh, who was the guy, by the way, who was behind putting Kaepernick in and leading them to a Super Bowl, brilliant, did not ask J.J. McCarthy to throw the ball 30 times a game. Matter of fact, he was hardly called on to throw the ball, whether it was Penn State, Ohio State. Mike, they ran the football. So here's my thing about McCarthy. And remember, they moved up to get him. They moved up in the draft to get him. And I'm talking about Minnesota. I'm just not a believer like some people, and that's why that first game, I was like, and then the fourth quarter happened. Maybe that was some magic. But you're asking a guy who has never been relied – and a guy that knows quarterbacking in Jim Harbaugh,
right,
who's never been relied upon to say, I need you to do this for us this week. He did that for 4 years. Then he comes to the NFL, and now you're asking him to carry a team by throwing the football. I'm just not a believer. You know why I believe Michael Penix? Because that's what he did for 6 years in college.
Right. I mean, the volume of passes, they depended on him. Not to mention, you know, the national championship, I mean, their running backs were awful. I mean, they had one running back who was banged up that they relied on, and he couldn't go. And that's kind of how Michigan won that game. They made – and look, people will say, well, Michael Penix couldn't respond. They just made it one-dimensional. They took away everything else. Tom Brady threw it on average his senior year in Michigan 26 times.
Hey.
You know, and he was a 6th-round pick.
Correct. We'll see. I'm not leaning – I don't think I'm overvaluing our defense. If you guys
But you
disagree,
and I both – when the draft went down last year – not this year, but last year – we were not sold on McCarthy.
No. And look, we'll see where it goes – But I think what you saw last week from our defense is what we're capable of doing and what we're capable of
being. Now, can we
being.
Do it against Josh Allen? You well, know, that's on that Monday
be the
night.
Key.
Now,
that's going to be the key.
And Jaden, we'll talk more about it at three when we go around the league. But Jaden Daniels is out this week. If Jaden Daniels has a lingering injury which takes away his athleticism, all of a sudden you feel better about next, a little bit better about next Sunday.
I agree. See, you pound these guys, and then we get ready for the Commanders at home next week.
Giddy up.
All right, man. Coming up, we will go and tell you what's going on around the world of sports as we get to our daily download. Also, the ACC is looking at a new schedule format. We'll explain that along the way as well. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in, react to the Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get to the daily download. Coming up, we'll go behind enemy lines next hour as well, as we'll figure out what Carolina is going to try to do to us. We were having a discussion about why I don't believe in J.J. McCarthy, and I just laid it out to you guys about conversations I've had with coaches about his inability to throw the football, yet his coach is a quarterback whisperer in college. That was Jim Harbaugh. Mike, you were just looking at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
And my whole beef with this was I don't think what we saw last week was, look, and every team's not going to do what we did to him. We'll see when he gets back, but – The question was really, Dukes, are you over-evaluating this defense? Are we putting too much stock into what we saw? I don't feel that way. I feel like what we saw is just the potential. It's just the start of what this defense can be. Remember, we got all these rookies that are making plays. But you looked at the numbers, and Mike was in here going, whoa! What? Whoa!
So J.J. McCarthy's average yards per game throwing the ball at Michigan, 155.7 yards. Yikes. Michael Penix Jr., his entire career college average, 286 yards per game. If you look at his 2 years at UW, 340 yards per game. I mean, wow.
It's
now, I know that, and because maybe the knee and the medical history scared some teams off, that was the report pre-draft that year, 2 years ago, and McCarthy has a little bit more mobility, but still, I mean, one guy sounds like he's, you know, ready to drop bombs. I mean, that's like Dan Fouts' college average numbers.
It really is. And here's the thing. The argument, and I love this. Well, you know, Penix played with pros. So did McCarthy.
What would you call Michigan? And Michigan and those guys
right,
all
they won the national championship.
And they were paid like pros to stick around that final year.
So, like, that's ridiculous. I know he had Roma Dunze, and I get it. But at the end of the day, Michigan was as loaded, if more, because they ended up winning the national championship. That's the argument. And while we're talking about this, it just gets back to, do you believe what your eyes showed you last week with our defense.
I know it was a different time in Europe, but Dan Fouts, considered one of the greatest accurate passers in NFL history. If you're looking for college reference, Michael Penix Jr. nearly threw for twice the average yards than Dan Fouts. I mean, how the game has evolved.
Sure.
But
Fouts,
that's interesting.
Yeah, because Fouts was like the forefront of all that,
right?
You know, vertical passing game with the Chargers back in the day. Who am I thinking of, Mike? That wide receiving core with the Chargers.
Oh, man.
There was not Justin Jefferson.
Wes Chandler.
Wes Chandler. Jefferson was one of them. I can't remember who it was. But, yeah, man, they had a great receiving core. But he was so damn good back in the day, Dan Fouts, with the
Chargers. I'm trying to think. Kellen Winslow was an amazing tight end. Hold on. This is like a splinter in my brain because that's one of my favorite teams as a kid. Hold on. I'll get it to you. Wes Chandler.
Who's the other wide receiver?
Charlie Joyner.
Ah, thank you.
Kellen Winslow. Chuck Muncy with the goggles running the rock. One of the greatest games of all time, that AFC semifinal against Miami.
It really was.
And then
was.
They have to go around and turn around, and then they got to play
Cold
Cincinnati.
Weather.
Right.
Cold weather.
And then Cincinnati goes to the Super Bowl.
I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, man, our man B-Mac is here. Brian McFadden, analyst for CBS, and obviously covers the NFL. And B, appreciate you jumping on with us. We are curious. I want to start where we've been talking about. What you saw last week with the Falcons defense, do you think we're overvaluing the Falcons defense, or you think this team has real potential defensively to be as good as what we saw last week?
Man, first off, what I saw last Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings was something that we haven't seen from Atlanta defensively in quite some time. We haven't seen the dominance at the point of attacking the trenches, just playing on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage, and most importantly, getting sacks. Correct me if I'm wrong, they had like six sacks. Six, right?
Yes.
Like, when was
six.
The last time Atlanta had a game where they had six sacks?
2017.
Like, that's 2017, man, we're 2025 right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Think about it. So it's been that long since they've delivered to that level. So that was surprising to see, and I think this is sustainable. And the reason why is because you got a bunch of dudes that know how to hunt the quarterback. You got a bunch of dudes that know that plays with the confidence that they can win their one-on-one matchups. And I love when you look at the decision that Terry Fontenot made going back to the draft, addressing a major need in the first round with Walker and then trading back in the first round to go get another guy that can make the defense better in James Pierce. All of those guys have balled out. And then look at the back end. Like, how many – think about this, guys. When was the last time you seen Atlanta hit on draft picks where they make immediate impact?
Right,
like
never.
Like we're seeing right now early in the season.
Not on
so
defense,
that's a great,
right.
That's a good sign, man. That's a good sign. And I think it is sustainable because the young players that we praised – Sunday will continue to get more confidence, will get more experience, and really take off. So they're just, you know, scratching the surface right now.
Talk with our man, Brian McFadden. We don't have A.J. Terrell this week. You know, when you got that kind of pressure, though, the complimentary football, any concern? I mean, I know we talked about McMillan, the rookie wide receiver for Carolina. Leggett looks like he's out. But do you feel like if they continue that pressure rate, the secondary will be fine?
The secondary should be fine. Like a defensive back's best friend is pressure. When I played in Pittsburgh, we used to tell our defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau, all the time, coach, make it hot so we can squat. Because when that ball coming out hot, baby, we're going to start squatting on some routes because we know they can't go far. They can't run deep routes. And this is a great situation for some of the young players without having A.J. Terrell in the lineup. You're playing against an offense that's still trying to figure things out. Outside of Tet McMillan, they don't have any reliable pass catcher that has emerged to be a guy for them. Now, McMillan is looking the part so far. I got to keep it real. He looks like he's going to be a dude. But outside of that, man, go out and build on what you did last week. A coach told me years ago, guys, the difference between a great team and a good team, they praise wins. Great teams, they get better after winning. Mm. Let's see if the Falcons will get better after winning like they did Sunday night.
It's a really good phrase, and that's the thing. You can't take steps back if you are as good as advertised. It's Brian McFadden, guys, joining us here. Two-time Super Bowl champion as we talk about what's going down in Week 3 of the NFL. Last night, you said the Dolphins were cooked last week. Now they're really cooked, right? They're going to fire McDaniel?
Hey, you know what, though? Let's keep it real, guys. Watching that ball game, the team actually played. It wasn't like they laid down. They played, and they made that game interesting, you know, more so than the double-digit win that it was. It was a lot closer. So I don't think he is heading to being fired. I think they will allow him to try to correct his wrongs, right? And that was a telling sign last night, even though they lost. See, the biggest issue for Miami is injuries. I mean, the secondary is much maligned with so many injuries, and it's hard to ask a second string or a third string to come in and play like a first stringer. You guys know it's hard, especially when you're playing against the level of competition that they played against last night. So I think this is a due processing type of deal where each week he has an opportunity to earn leverage to stay in that position or, you know, maybe be further to the outside looking in. But, I mean, if you're a casual football fan, guys, when you watch that ball game, mm-hmm. there were moments where you felt like the Dolphins could win. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that was not expected before kickoff last night.
Our man, Brian McFadden, and that's the thing with a coach like that. Maybe you're just better off Mike McDaniel. We said this before you came on, B. Maybe he's better as a coordinator. You know, you had Mike Tomlin. Ooh. You had Cowher. I mean, there's some coaches that you, and by the way, I don't know if you want to name specific names. Sometimes it's a coordinator, but you just know that guy's, he's just not cut out to be the HC.
Hey, Mike, Carl, I would take Mike McDaniels in a heartbeat as a coordinator. Like, his office is a very, very mm-hmm. next level. Right. But that's the thing that people really overlook. When you're a head coach, it's not just about the X's and O's. Can you lead men? Do they respect you? Will they follow you? Can you get them fired up week in and week out? Head coaching and being a coordinator are two different things, and that's why you see a lot of coaches excel more in a coordinator position than a head coaching position because you have to oversee everything. You have to do it for 365 days out of the year.
All right. Lots to talk about the Bears this week. Ben Johnson calling his team out saying we haven't practiced like a championship team, blah, blah, blah. They shocked the Cowboys. Cowboys at Bears. It's supposed to be rainy, blah, blah, blah this weekend. We'll see how that plays out. For some reason, I'm liking the Bears' chances here because of that big emotional win with the Cowboys last week over the Giants. But am I fooling myself?
No, I mean, you would think at some point things would click better for Chicago. I think in 2 weeks of play there, they've been one of the more disappointing teams in the National Football League. When you talk about getting one of the more coveted offensive minds to come be their head coach, along with some of the additions they made personnel-wise and losing to a rookie, a quarterback making his first start in J.J. McCarthy, who just played good football in fourth quarter. And then the way they lost last week, being dominated, allowing 51 points. So get this, guys. In the last five quarters for Chicago defensively, when you look at four quarters against Detroit and then the fourth quarter against Minnesota, they've surrendered 72 points, over 70 points, in five quarters of play. So now it's about a get-right moment, you know what I mean? And then you look at what Russell Wilson did against the Cowboys defensively. If you're Caleb Williams, man, you got to be licking your chops. You got to be licking your chops. If you're Ben Johnson, you got to be licking your chops. Because if Russell Wilson and the New York Giants can put up 30-plus points on the Dallas Cowboys on the road, you get that same defense at home, you need to deliver. And this is a winnable game, to your point, Carl. They need to find a way to win this ball game. Because starting off 0-3 in the National Football League, especially for a team that had positive aspirations, that's not a good start in year one for Ben Johnson. And it definitely won't be a good start for the potential all-world quarterback in Caleb Williams when you look at the expectations that have been attached to him since entering in the NFL.
Hey, man, it's Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers. What happened to your Steelers, man? Special teams, I mean, just a meh kind of game. Seattle outscored Steelers 17-3 in the fourth to kind of step away and win by two scores last week.
I ain't got no service. I can't hear you. What was the question? I ain't got no service.
All right. Well, is A-A-Ron going to bounce back? What happens now? Because they're going to New England. Vrabel's going to have something cooking for y'all.
Listen, man, listen. You know what? The most disturbing thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2 weeks of play, even though they're 1-1, where's the defense, man? Like, where is the defense? You allow 30-plus points, if I'm not mistaken, in two games. I know week one against the Jets, but you allowed a massive amount of points. And you got outscored in the second half, I think it was 24-7 against Seattle. So that's the most concerning thing because they have one of the more expensive defensive units in the National Football League, but it hasn't paid off yet. So you're traveling to New England, who got an inspired win last week against the Miami Dolphins. Drake May is looking pretty good, guys. Drake May is looking pretty good, and they're getting healthier. Christian Gonzalez may be back in the lineup. If you're Pittsburgh, guys, if you look at their schedule, you have to win this ball game because after this game, you have backup quarterbacks coming down your way on your schedule. With Minnesota and Carson Wentz and then Jake Browning in Cincinnati and then eventually Cleveland Browns, this is a game you got to win, man. You got to win this game. And most importantly, defense got to be better. Because if you have no defense, you have no shot. Because you don't want to put that type of pressure like we saw on Aaron Rodgers week one against the Jets where he got to score every drive. I don't know if he is equipped to do that when you look at what is surrounded him.
All right. I don't think it's going to happen. But what if the Chiefs go 0-3 and Russ throws like he did last week against the Cowboys? It is Chiefs at Giants. They are a six-point favorite on the road. But we know right now, B, they're struggling offensively.
Yes. And you just said something you don't think is going to happen. But you know what, Carl? When you make that statement, you didn't sound confident.
They don't scare anybody offensively right now.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And the thing about the Giants guys, they lost last week, but they walked away feeling very, very confident, better than what they did week one. So they're going to play, and this is the home opener. And the one thing about the Giants, they can put pressure on your quarterback. Mm-hmm. And Pat Mahomes hasn't really been protected as clean as possible. And to your point, you know, without Xavier Worthy in the lineup, they don't scare you in terms of any threats. They can get behind coverage. So this is a low-key, very, very important ball game. Mm-hmm. Very, very important, especially for Kansas City. Because the thing about Kansas City, you remember, guys, and growing up, I was a big-time boxing fan, and Mike Tyson was my guy. And I always felt like Mike Tyson made me afraid. But when I first saw him get put to sleep, I didn't feel the same way. Yeah. And then guess what? Other boxers didn't feel the same way either. It's like now what we saw in the Super Bowl, that fear factor that Kansas City had against teams and for fans, fans don't feel that way anymore. They're like, they're vulnerable. It's the opportunity.
It's gone.
And to your point, Carl, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. They got to get healthy. And right now, opposing teams are licking their chops because the window is open for them to kind of get some get back.
Remember when was it Marquez Pacquiao in that fourth fight when Pacquiao goes down? We had this. Remember the Filipino fans were like crying in the arena? Everything changed.
He got knocked out.
Yeah, just out. Yeah. I mean, out cold. I got, Wandale Robinson in that game. Fantasy, by the way. That's the dude, Carl, the wide receiver. So hopefully he'll give me some points for the Giants. Real quick before we cut you loose, how much you loving the Packers? They go to Cleveland, 6.5-point favorite.
I love the Packers. I love the Packers. I love everything about the Green Bay Packers. And this is a game right here in terms of betting. This is where you cover. You know what I mean? You know, they got a saying in the betting world, good teams win, great teams cover. You should cover this ball game because of that defense. We just talked about the Giants and their front. Mm-hmm. The Packers defensively have one of the best fronts in the National Football League. And Joe Flacco does not have the athleticism to run for four quarters from Micah Parsons. And Jordan Love, I like this matchup for Jordan Love because low-key, the Cleveland Browns is a very, very feisty unit on the defensive side. They just kind of wear out because they don't get any assistance from the offense.
Yeah, they're out there.
But this is a game right here, man. Good teams win ball games. Great teams cover. This is a coverable game for the Green Bay Packers. And I'm excited to see how this plays out.
It's up to 7.5 now, Carl.
I'm with you, and it should be. Green Bay's really good. I mean, they're not fooling. I don't think people understand. That's a really good football team, and they got better with Parsons. Man, we got to run. B-Mac, appreciate you. Where you at this weekend, by the way?
Man, I'm actually right now, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, getting ready for this Michigan versus Nebraska game tomorrow on CBS 3:30, man. Just had an opportunity to talk with Matt Rhule. He's fired up, man. I've never been here to Lincoln before, but this is a college atmosphere, man.
It is.
Right.
It is.
I'll send you texts from the Florida State-Kent State matchup, Brent.
Blowout.
No question. And I will see you there, too. I know you're going Miami week, right?
Yeah, baby. We'll be down there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Carl, you know, everybody can't sit in the expensive seat that Mike has.
I know.
Hey, 929 been paying Mike real good, because he got some real expensive seats.
Yeah, hey, he upgraded. He told me last year, he was like, I got some good seats. And then this year, he showed me, this is where I'm sitting, just the general area, right? I'm like, oh, that seems nice. Then you start seeing the pictures like, bro, really? You got waiters?
Yeah, I was upsold. I was upsold in a Zoom meeting by a very sexy co-ed. Anyway, regardless, Brian, have fun out there in Lincoln, man.
Take care.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, that's good stuff. That is one of the big games. We'll talk more about the matchups this weekend in college football. Obviously, Georgia-Bama off until next Saturday. We're coming back. We will run down what else is going on around the NFL. By the way, Daily Downloads brought to you by the ATL. ATL, live well. Don't just live, live well. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.